People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. If you would like to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/writingexcuses. Season 19, Episode 38. This is Writing Excuses.
A close reading on tension, anticipation, and subversion.
15 minutes long because you're in a hurry.
And we're not that smart.
I'm Mary Robinette.
I'm Dong Lun.
I'm Erin.
I'm Howard.
One of my favorite forms of tension is the thing where you set something up for the reader and then you send it off in a completely different direction than they expect. And it's something that P.J. Clark does again and again in Ring Shout. An example from a different property is one that Dong Lun mentioned earlier in this series when they were talking about the Candyman remake,
yeah,
with the opening the door, the long set of stairs, looking down it and going, nope. Like, we are anticipating that, and that just subverts it. It just is like, nope, we're going to do the exact opposite. We're going to go a completely different way than you expected. So when we're playing with anticipation and subversion, is it necessary to always go in the exact opposite direction when you're subverting, or are there other options?
Yeah, I feel like there's so many ways to subvert, right? There's the complete inversion, right? But then you can also just sort of sometimes make a lateral move, right? Like the nope example is the complete subversion. But, you know, to stay on the Jordan Peele tip for a second, the movie Nope makes sort of a right turn instead of a complete inversion. What originally feels like an alien invasion story is still about aliens, but it has morphed into a monster movie instead, right? And so he is very carefully subverting our expectations over and over and over again throughout that movie. In general, he's a complete master at this, but the turn into the more adventure-y monster tone that that movie goes into, I think is such a great example of how to be very playful with your audience while still honoring the core experience that people showed up to your movie for.
You know, another really good example of that is the hotel desk scenes in the original Beverly Hills Cop and in Beverly Hills Cop Axel F, where Eddie Murphy pretends to be someone he's not in order to get a free hotel room. And in the second movie, he starts into it and then stops and says, I'm too tired. Do you have any open rooms? And the woman says, I do. I would like a room, please. And, you know, yeah, complete subversion. And then she quotes the price and he gives us the same deadpan, I am going to accept this price, that he gave us in the first movie. And so it's almost like it's a double subversion.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I think is fun is that you can subvert something by moving away from it, but you can also subvert something by leaning into it more. And I'm going to go back to that butcher shop scene because we get this, she has this really horrific nightmare where she sees this butcher and he's this redheaded man and he's got mouths all over him. And then she wakes up and it's horrifying. And you're like, well, that's a really bad dream. And then she goes to the butcher shop. And what I'm expecting to happen is for that dream to have been a metaphor for something else. And it turns out, no. In fact, he is a redheaded butcher who is covered in mouths. And then we lean into it even farther because each of those mouths is a separate individual creature that is all composing this one horrific person. And so it's not the thing that I thought it was going to be. It is setting it up. And then it's going, I'm just going to take it farther than you thought it could go. And that's another mm-hmm. way that I think you can subvert something.
Well, and the subversion can lean into the thematic core of the yes. thing as well, right? Because thematically, it's not one evil person. It's mm-hmm. not one dude doing this. It is the host. It is the collection of all the different perspectives, all the different people that represents, all the different intelligence that make up the butcher. And just the sheer horror of realizing you're not dealing with one guy, you're dealing with a system of people, a way of being.
I think when subversion works really well, it's when it is supported by something else in the text.
Yes.
So it doesn't feel like you've just gone out completely on a limb, but it's a limb to a tree that is being supported by your story. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it is that her sword is also a multitude of voices.
Yeah.
And so you've got the multitude of voices that are good and more, mm-hmm. you know, or not good, but that are in support, and the multitude of voices that are apart. And that becomes more and more apparent over the course of the story until it eventually, like in the climax, that becomes like the song versus anti-song becomes like a huge part of the climax. And so leaning into it and subverting it also is the story that is being told here on purpose.
Also, it's very important to think about patterns here, too, because when you want to subvert, you kind of have to show that you know what you're doing first. If mm-hmm. the first move you make is a subversion, then it sometimes will just feel like you don't know what you're doing, right? But if you look at Ring Shout, that opening fight is a sequence of promises that are delivered on, mm-hmm. maybe not delivered exactly how you expected. Like, he knows how to draw the beat out, draw the tension out, right? It's not the bomb that kills them. Because the way that scene unfolds where, you know, the explosion is the start of the fight, which then resolves inside the warehouse, right? And so what he's doing over the course of that scene is setting up all these beats, all these reveals, but making us promises, delivering on them, right? Setting up the anticipation and then saying, here's the thing. So that when later he wants to start messing with us and providing that subversion, which is adding extra layers to it, which is pushing the book in different thematic directions, where it's like, oh, this isn't just a we're going to have sword fights with monsters book. There's more going on here. We're open to it because we have the confidence. He's proven to us that he knows what he's doing.
I also think there's some interesting mini subversions in that scene. Like, for example, there's a whole, like, we're in a cotton warehouse, like, in a story about the South that is not important. Like, it's just, that's just what's there. And they find the whiskey. And I was like, oh, this will be key to everything. This whiskey. It is not.
They're just mad because they're competitors.
Yeah.
They're just like, no, like it does actually matter in the course of the story, but it isn't like, oh, this is going to be the key to figuring it all out. And what I like about that is it says, oh, like, I need to pay attention. I can't just check out and be like, oh, this is going to check these boxes. It's going to follow these steps. I don't need to worry about it. And I can kind of half pay attention. It's like, no, the things that you think may be key are not. The things you're maybe not paying as much attention to are in fact important. And I love that because it makes you lean into the text.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Chekhov's whiskey bottle, but like that is a thing that you expect. It's like you set it up in Act One, it's going to go off in Act Three. And Chekhov's whiskey bottle does not, in fact, have to be consumed.
Sometimes a whiskey is just a whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're laughing. We're laughing at this, and I want to point out that the whole principle of anticipation and subversion is one that horror and humor rely on incredibly. And I'm gonna put a stake in the ground here and say, if you want to write good humor, become a student of horror. If you want to write good horror, become a student of humor. Because learning how people use these tools for things other than what you plan to use them for is how you'll get better at using them.
Horror writers are some of the funniest people I know. Like, their ability to dig into, on the one hand, very dark material, but also that gives them so much of the tool set to just deliver a great punchline, tell a great story, things like that. So,
which reminds me of this really important point, but we're going to take a break right now.
No.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No one writes a story like Kelly Link. There's such an odd pacing to them, and I find that to be endlessly enchanting. Her world-building, character work, and deep interest in what makes people people keeps her at the top of my list for writers of short fiction. And she has a new collection called White Cat, Black Dog, and this shows that she remains at the peak of her abilities, rife with creepy encounters, fairy tale retellings, and even just strange creatures. This is a unique and rewarding read that I can't recommend highly enough.
Now, the pattern from writing excuses over the years is that coming back from the break, I'm going to tell you what that important point is. But I have another question for you. When we are looking at Ring Shout, I'm certain that someone out there is like, no, she's making this up. No. When we're looking at Ring Shout, one of the other things that we had talked about with that anticipation and subversion is the thing with the girl, that we keep anticipating that this is going to be important. And when it finally is revealed, it is in a different way than we expect, and also exactly the same way. Do you think that there are ways that he could have subverted that more than he did? Or do you think it's important that he follows the pattern there?
We're stumped.
That's a difficult question, because I was so enamored of the beauty of the resolution of that scene that I'm reluctant to suggest any possible change.
So this is one of the things that I wanted us to be thinking about for our listeners, is that when we're talking about this anticipation and subversion, that a lot of times someone can see a tool and be like, I want to use that all the time. And that actually the reason it works is because there are patterns that are set up and followed through. So you don't know which ones are going to be subverted and which ones are going to be like, oh, that's kind of the payoff I was expecting, which means that everything then becomes tenuous and tense.
Exactly. It's how you keep it from feeling, quote unquote, tropey, right? Like, you know, I get a little frustrated when people say that a book is tropey as a criticism, in part because, you know, again, returning to my whole patterns thing, books are made up of tropes we've seen before that are all just combined and recombined in different ways. But those little subversions, having the little subversion of like, the girl isn't the age that she was when that event happened, you know, reveals itself to mean something else in that moment. But those little moments help disrupt the sense of, oh, I've seen this pattern before, even though we absolutely have, right? And, you know, I think including small moments like that, not fulfilling every single pattern you've set up, having some make a right turn, having some of them invert, I think add the kind of texture and nuance that people are looking for from a book that make it feel like it's not just paint by numbers.
And I think in that particular example, like the subversion is in the widening of the lens. So sometimes the way that you subvert things is that you create a pattern and then you're like, it's a much broader or wider pattern than you even realized. And one of the things that I love is that I had the same thought twice during that sequence of the girl. And there's the one where she is a little girl, like I think like four, hiding under the floorboards, and she feels guilty. And I think, of course you couldn't do anything. And then you realize she's 18. And then I thought, of course she couldn't do anything.
Oh.
And like that difference in context, nothing has changed in my understanding really, but the broader context just made it like hit me so much more. Yeah. And I think having that earlier moment of sympathy made that sympathy carry through and made it so much more tragic when I understood.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is a really good example of that kind of widening of the lens of different ways of subverting. What are some other ways that we can, that we saw this being subverted?
I have one other one, which is that I love that there is an in-text subversion. So I like when subversion is happening. It's happening in our minds. It's happening in context. But the belief that what she would be offered was to have her family live again is a belief that I also considered as one that the story would do. But I love that she considers it on page and is told her beliefs and her anticipation is subverted in the text.
Yeah.
Because it is an interesting way, like it's subverted for me as well, but then I also get to see the emotions play out.
Yeah.
How do I feel about that? How does she feel about that is an even better question to be asking. Mm-hmm. And by subverting it on the page, I get a chance to experience it both from my reader perspective and also from like the part of me that is identifying with her as a POV character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also the fact that as we go into that scene, we are not told what her decision would be for that, you know, that she thinks she's already made the decision. When like, oh, are you going to turn that down? Like, and then when she gets the actual decision and is like the actual offer and the temptation that she has, I'm also like, well, I have a certain amount of sympathy for the temptation that you're having right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the core inversion of the question of what does it mean to be a hero in this circumstance, right? You know, the question of, is the sword good or is it a curse,
right?
Like, is really core to it, right? And her relationship to the Haints and things like that. Like, we are so conditioned as the reader to be like, oh, you're the chosen one. You're getting all these cool magical powers. You have the magic sword. You're the hero of this. But we can see how corrupting that is on her. And then when the offer itself is subverted, that leads to us recontextualizing and questioning all of her choices throughout the story and what future she represents for this community, for herself, for all of these, all the people that she holds and represents in a very literal way.
There's also a subversion of the overall meta, which is, you know, this looks like a story about good versus evil. And when we get to our resolution, it's, well, there's good and there's evil and there's something else. And all of these things are on the table and in play. Mm-hmm. And that was the point where I got chills. Like, ooh,
yeah.
Oh, this is neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's a subversion of my expectations.
Yeah, I think it's also just like the subversion of good versus evil. One thing that not my favorite thing is that you'll have like forces that, like all evil forces line up together and they all agree on the, I guess, evil of it all. But what I like here is that each set of folks, like each group here, has their own perspective on each other. Like,
yes.
The Haints are like, I don't know about this, like, yep. Lady. And, you know, and the woman is like, I don't know about going to the night doctors. And they're all sort of, and in some ways, she needs them all. And I think in a story that's ultimately about communities for good, communities for ill, the fact that there is a community of people working together, none of whom are quite good or evil, but each have their own perspectives and needs that can align for this moment, is something that's really powerful subversion of the overarching trope.
Like her going to the night doctors is such like a hero's journey beat in a certain way, where we're expecting her to like go on this quest, you know, rebuild the sword. Like she's literally like reforging whatever Aragorn's sword's name was, I forgot it all of a sudden, but like, whatever. She's off to the quest to reforge the magic sword, all of these things. We're expecting this heroic arc, and that just takes such a hard right turn into something completely different. You know, the Night Doctor sequence is probably my favorite in the book, just because it just feels almost like it's from a different story, but still is so in conversation with the thematics, with the characters, with the world, that it felt like it's from a different story, but in a good way, not parentheses complimentary, right? And being able to subvert expectation that way of just like making the hard 90-degree turn into something else for a second, I think made the world feel so much more expansive and rich and nuanced than if we just stayed with the Haints and the Butcher.
Yeah, as you were saying that, it made me realize that there are two places, two different worlds that she portals into.
Yeah.
And the contrast between those two is really interesting and fun to play with. Something else that I was also thinking about in terms of subversion is that one of the ways you can subvert something is with the hero's attitude towards what they get. So that sometimes your hero achieves the goal that they were going for and they're unhappy about it. And that's a way to subvert a victory. And sometimes they lose something and they're like, oh, thank heavens I lost that thing. And they're happy about it. And that the attitude of your POV character is one of the ways that you can subvert things.
That sounds like it might be homework.
It's pretty close to homework. So this is the time in Writing Excuses when we normally offer you homework. This has been Writing Excuses. No. The homework that I have for you is that I want you to take a trope. And I want you to write four different outcomes for it. One of it doesn't deliver the trope outcome, just like the nope, just doesn't deliver it. One of it inverts the trope. It goes in the opposite direction of what you're expecting. One of them has an unexpected kindness, and one of them has an unexpected cruelty. And now, this has been Writing Excuses. You're out of excuses. Now go subvert something.
Have you ever wanted to ask one of the Writing Excuses hosts for very specific, very you-focused help? There's an offering on the Writing Excuses Patreon that will let you do exactly that. The private instruction tier includes everything from the lower tiers, plus a quarterly one-on-one Zoom meeting with a host of your choice. You might choose, for example, to work with me on your humorous prose, engage Dong Wan's expertise on your worldbuilding, or study with Aaron to level up your game writing. Visit patreon.com/writingexcuses for more details.
Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. For this episode, your hosts were Mary Robinette Kowal, Dong Wan Song, Aaron Roberts, and Howard Taylor. This episode was engineered by Marshall Carr Jr., mastered by Alex Jackson, and produced by Emma Reynolds. For more information, visit writingexcuses.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.